Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Pei Vav Omud Aleph. We are in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah in the middle of Simen Shin Lamed Tes. And we begin the very top line in the Mechaber Sif Dalet. The Mechaber writes, Ein Donin, it is forbidden to do judgments on Shabbos. You can't have a Din Torah on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Yud Aleph, Hainu Afilu Dinei Mamonos. This is not only talking about capital crimes, which of course, would, if you posit that the person would have to die, you wouldn't be allowed to kill him on Shabbos, and that would be something that we don't do. Halona Sadin, we don't delay a person with capital punishment, because that would be cruel and unusual punishment. And therefore, we always do it right away. And since you couldn't kill the person on Shabbos, we don't do Dinei Nefashos. But the Mishnah Berurah is telling us, even Dinei Mamonos we would not do. And the reason is, as the Mishnah Berurah explains, Shema Yavo Lidei Ksiva, because you may come to write, if we allow you to go and do this Din Torah, you may come to write it down. What does that mean? V'hu Adin Nami, likewise, the Sidur Hatanos Levad Lefnei Adionim. To even arrange your arguments in front of Dayan would be forbidden on Shabbos, because because the judges may come to write down the words of the person's argument. However, but to go and bring a complaint, for example, and to go and just provide some general information to the judges, for example, in regards to a woman whose husband claimed he didn't find that she was a virgin, that would be permissible to go and tell the judges on Shabbos Mutter. Now we have, it says Samach Beis, but it really is Simen Samach Ches over there, which deals with the halachos of Tainas Besulim. Simen Samach Beis deals with something else. This is just a typo, a printer's error. So the bottom line is, you're not allowed to go do something over here that could lead the judges to write something down. The issue footnote number 10 brings down, the person judges for himself, however, din sh'odem osa li'atzmo, so the Erech Shai brings down, mutal asus kem Shabbos, that he would be permitted to do, kiv shein shayach bo tam yisa, there's no reason over here that he's going to write anything down, shara'im b'zeh tainos bali hadin o psak, there is nothing here to write down, so a person would be allowed to, so to say, adjudicate something in his own mind for himself. The issue footnote number 11 brings down, Uben chutz la'aretz habo b'yom tov sheni shel golios lidom b'fnei hadayonim b'nei Eretz Yisrael, a person who has 2 days of Yontif, and he goes to Eretz Yisrael, where the case is being adjudicated, it's the second day of Yontif for him, but for them it's Isruchak, so shel shuv selachach brings down, mutter adavi, you'd be allowed to go and adjudicate this case, kiven she'ikar ha'chashash eno shema ba'alei hadin yikatsu estanuseyem, the concern isn't that the litigants are going to write it down, but that the judges will write it down. And for the judges over here to write it down, there's absolutely nothing wrong, because for them it's Isru Chag, it's not Yontif. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'sikein Rabbeinu Gerushom Me'or HaGola, the great Rabbeinu Gerushom Me'or HaGola, he was the light of the Golos over here, he was the great Talmud Chochem, lived about 1,000 years ago. He said, Shelo Levatel HaTomid, you're not allowed to go and stop a shul from having its davening on Shabbos. And we're talking about over here, as can be seen in Choshen Mishpat, Simen Yud Aleph, in the Sefer Miras Einayim, in Sif Katan Yud Zayin, that halacha is, if a person refuses to come to Beis Din and he goes to a regular shul, you can stop that shul from davening if this person refuses to come to the Beis Din. And this is, if they've tried 3 times in that shul, they can even stop it in any other shul. So what the Mishnah Berurah is bringing down from Rabbeinu Gerushim is that you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos, unless, in Lo Shabitel Kvar Shalosh Pamim Bechol, unless this was already done 3 times on a weekday that they stopped the davening from occurring because this guy is refusing to go to Beis Din. V'lohol, and it didn't help. Oh, Bishul Tainos Hakol. Or if there's a Tzibur reason to force this person to go, so then you don't even have need to have 3 times stopping the davening. This is a very unusual din, as I just said, it's brought down in Choshen Mishpat in Simen Yud Aleph. I ain't shum for further details about this, but you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos unless, as we just brought down, it's already been failed on 3 times during the weekdays, or it's a pressing tzibur need. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, v'lechein, therefore, also litfos, you're not allowed to go and capture, l'hachnis, l'veis asor, to put into jail, mishnischayev eza onesh, kideshul or yivrach. You're not allowed to go and put somebody in jail or capture him on Shabbos in order to give him an onesh and to prevent him from escaping, giving him this onesh. We're not talking here about a violent criminal, as we'll see, but we're talking about somebody that deserves to be punished for what he's doing. You're not allowed to go capture him and put him in jail on Shabbos. V'koshe kein she'osu l'halkosu, and you're not allowed to give him malchus on Shabbos, devi b'chlal din. That's also called part of the adjudication, which you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. V'im yivrach ein olenu klum, and if the guy runs away, and therefore he can't get the punishment that he's supposed to get, again, we're not talking here about a violent crime or a danger to society. He did some personal isser over here that he deserves to be punished for, to get malchus or to get some other punishment. So So if he runs away in this situation, it's not our responsibility, and he'll have to go and eventually address this with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is brought down in the name of the Beis Yosef, in the name of the Shiboli HaLeket. The Mishnah Berurah explains the reason why you can't give the Malkus on Shabbos, because v'gam yochel lo v'lidei chabur b'Shabbos. If you give Malkus on Shabbos, he may come to go and cause a bruise on him on Shabbos, which of course be an issa d'oraisa. And Dirshu footnote number 12 brings down, however, to put somebody in cherem on Shabbos and nidui on Shabbos, he brings down the name of the Shelus Tshuvas Divrei Rivos, shetam uchochom, shehis baze mutalo l'nados al kvodo. If a tamuchochom was embarrassed by somebody on Shabbos, so he's allowed to go put him in nidui because of the covenant of tamuchochom. Sivkot Yud Gimel, that giving Malkus is over here, it's included in Bechlal HaDin, and he brings down the Isa B'Yerushalmi, Amad D'Chsiv, Lo Sivar Reish B'chol Moshvosech and B'gomer. In the Yerushalmi it says on the Pasuk, this is, you're not allowed to burn a fire in your all your places on Shabbos. He says this is the source over here, Mikan Lebot Tidinim Shlo Yudon B'Shabbos, that a court cannot go judge cases on Shabbos. Hainu Mishoyach M'chuyav Miyamim Kodmonim Havara, because if somebody was obligated to, so to say, be burnt in the olden days. So Gilsa HaTorah, Lo Yanishem B'Shabbos. So the Torah is telling us, don't punish him on Shabbos. And therefore, Umibnei Yalfin and Duadin L'chol Onishem. We learn out from here that no punishment should be given on Shabbos. V'Machaber, Mayri Mitchilo, B'dinim Mamonos. And Machaber is talking here, as we pointed out, on financial matters. The Bezeh Agamkein, also Midrabban. And the rabbis prohibited this, Midrabban. And if you can't give Onshin, so then you can't even give adjudications on financial matters, Midrabban. As we've already explained, L'chanal in Sivkot Nyudal at the beginning with Hayashir. And then he brings down a very interesting idea. The Isa B'Sefer Achinuch Hatam. The Sefer Achinuch brings down the reason for why you shouldn't judge people on Shabbos. He says, unbelievable. Shiratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'chabed Yom Zeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give honor to this day of Shabbos. Sheyimtzu Bo HaKol Menucha. Everybody should find rest on Shabbos. Not only the good people, Gam HaChotim, even the sinners, V'Chayavim, people that are obligated in some sort of punishment. And he brings down Moshe V'Chulei. There's a Moshe over there that he brings down, Ayin Shom. We have a similar idea that it says the fires of Gehenna are in Sholeit on Shabbos, and all the sinners that are in Gehenna, so they're off on Shabbos, so to say, the fires are turned off, and they are in Menucha, even on Shabbos in Gehenna. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yudala tells us, V'im Yivrach, if the guy gets away as a result of that, so then it's not our problem, it's his problem. V'im B'chal Zeh, however, as I pointed out already, this is not for all criminals. And he says, for example, we don't include in this din that we don't capture somebody, in Echad Rotzeh Levroch Kidei La'aginish, so somebody wants to run away and leave his wife in Aguna. That we do allow us to capture the guy and keep him there until we can take care of whatever the problem is. And likewise, we're allowed to go accept testimony on behalf of a person, ish mesukan, from a person, for example, who's sick, the car of lomos al isha shemes bala, for example, that he knows information that this woman's husband has passed away and therefore she's not naguna. She's a widow. And if he were to die, we wouldn't have this information. She would be an aguna. So, when we think that there may not be other edus over here to provide us with this information, so we accept this edus even on Shabbos from this person. The rabbis never will go in that situation that maybe you come to write in order to prevent this woman from becoming an aguna. And he brings us down from the Chidusha Rabbi Kiva Eger as well as the Shar Achronim. The abbreviation Shin Aleph means Shar Achronim over here. Sometimes I may have said the Shar Gesayeh, it really means Shar Achronim. The issue footnote number 13 brings down, Ule'inyan harodev achar chaveru lahorgo. If somebody's going to kill somebody on Shabbos, so what are you allowed to do? So the Mishnah Melech tells us, Vade mutar lahatzil esan nirdof benafsho. So rodev, you're certainly allowed to go and save the person who's going to be killed over here from his killer by killing the killer, the din of rodev. And you're allowed to do this even on Shabbos. Kivi sheish b'zim, you should be kuach nefesh al hanirdof. The person who is going to be killed over here, it's a bikuach nefesh situation for him, and of course you're allowed to be mechalel Shabbos for bikuach nefashos. However, he says, in terms of other sins that a person may be doing, it's not so clear that you'd be allowed to save them. It would depend on the sin, and of course it would depend, is there any danger to the person who is being sinned against. Whenever there is a danger to the person being sinned against, so then it's a pikuach nefashos situation, and you'd be allowed to go and save them. The issue footnote number 14 adds to this, and he says, Le'inyan say that's Adam Shavarech, in regards to capturing a person who's running away. So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, Shein Lodun Es Tvisosu Kitzedo, when we do have the right to go and run after this person and capture him, we don't consider that Seidon Shabbos. He explains that somebody that's in a group of people, and he's not running away from those people, he's running away from the police and from the judges, so then that's not considered Seidon. Likewise, the issue footnote number 15 brings down, if somebody owes money to somebody else, and we know on Shabbos that this guy's going to run away, and you won't be able to get back your money, so then we already learned in Simon Shin Zayin, in the name of the Shelus Jewish of the Bach, Shemutu Lislonin Olav B'Shabbos Itzel Asar. You're allowed to go tell the secular police to go and capture this guy on Shabbos, and that's not called Mimitzot Chetzucho, that you're not allowed to take care of your needs on Shabbos, because B'Malkum Hefzid Lo Gazur, the rabbis didn't institute such a situation under significant financial loss. Mechaber continues then and he tells us, "V'lo mikachin, you're not allowed to go get married on Shabbos." The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Tesvav, "Kamze machmas gezeru shem yichtov." This is the same reasoning, which is why it's in the same sif over here, because you may come to write things down. Avo lo mitam du kikona kinyan Shabbos, but not for the reason you might have thought that you're making a kinyan on Shabbos over here with your wife. D'ho b'kiddushin levad, just by the first stage of marriage, the stage of kiddushin, below chuppah, without the second stage of marriage, the chuppah and the nisuin, lo kino adayin liyorsha ulmitziyosa ulmaisiyadeh. You haven't acquired anything from a financial point of view yet, in terms of there's no kinyan over here on being yarshining her to inherit her, or that her findings become yours, and that her handiwork becomes yours because you're supporting her. And that's not yet the case, only after the first stage of marriage, kiddushin, that only occurs after chuppah, the second stage of marriage, nisuin. Likewise, and even if the kiddushin took effect on Friday afternoon, so mevor b'machaber lekame, we will learn imitz Hashem in the machaber later on. To also lachnisa lechupa b'Shabbos, you still shouldn't marry her on Shabbos, the second stage of marriage, the nisuin, the chupa stage. And that reasoning is v'hainu mitam da'idei chupa kono so l'chol ador me'elu hanal. There, this kinyan consideration comes into effect, and that would be v'hevi kamechach u'memkar da'osu b'Shabbos. There, it would be like doing a financial transaction on Shabbos, which is forbidden because you may come to write. Dirshu footnote number 16 brings down the chen lehishtadech aydei kinyan suda, to go make a shidduch over here with a full kinyan over here. So the Kaf HaChaim brings down that that would be forbidden as well. However, with a handshake, it would be permitted. Dirshu footnote number 17 brings down the reasoning behind that you're not allowed to do a financial transaction, as we already pointed out, is because shema yovo lichtov, you may come to write over here. And likewise, he says, to give a present or to take a pikadon, a mashkon, a collateral of some sort, this is similar to a financial transaction. We don't allow this unless LMK Nasa Dovel Tzorach HaShabbos or Tzorach Mitzvah. But we do allow it if it's Tzorach Shabbos or if it's Tzorach Mitzvah. Now the Rambam adds, and he says, Hago, V'yesh matirin l'kaddish, there are those that permit you to go and have the first stage of marriage on Shabbos. Hecha de'ein lo isha uvanim. He brings that for the Reino Tam in a situation where the person doesn't have a wife and or he doesn't have children yet. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Tezayin, this would be true even if he does have children. So he's Makai in the mitzvah Puravu already, but he doesn't have a wife. Gamkin Murtala Deazu, this opinion, which is Makel, that says you can get married, the first stage of marriage, would allow this over here as well. The mitzvah Ka'ovid, because you still are doing a mitzvah over here, and if for the rabbis were not goes, they're not to do this in this situation. Kidamino Yivomos, Morisamach Beis, and Yivomos tells us, Mikra Baboker Zira Ezarecho, Ola Erev, Al Tanach Yodech Vagomer. Even though a person may have gotten married early in life, if Rachmon Lusani becomes a widow, so you should get married again. You shouldn't stay unmarried. The issue footnote number 18 brings down an interesting point. How is the woman allowed to go and get married to the man? For the man, it's a mitzvah to get married, but technically, ein ha'isha mitzuva al piri v'rivya. She technically is not required or obligated to perform the mitzvah peruvu. So Shelus Tshuvos Ksav Sofer brings down Shekiva Shetama Yisuhu Shemo Yichtov. Since the whole concern is over here, maybe you come to write something down if you allow kiddushin to occur. And it says there, no, Agelabish. Only a man would come to write something down. Women didn't come to write something down. And therefore, he was Rogil Lichtova Sashtar Erisin. He would be the one that would write the Shtar Erisin. And therefore, the problem is only with him. And since he has the mitzvah, it's therefore allowed. And therefore, since women who weren't Rogil to write over here, this Shtar Erisin, Lo Shayach Bo Yisra. There is no concern for the woman getting married that she'll come to write, because she won't come to write. Aye, what about Lifnei Iver? She's causing him to transgress, possibly. Or Shishmasayeh B'dvar Aveira over here. He says that's not a problem also. Kivin Shelo Yesh Mitzvah, the man has the mitzvah Puravu, and this is a Hechsha Mitzvah, so to say, to get married, because you can't have children outside of marriage. So therefore, Mutu Lahas Gadish. Therefore, this opinion says you could get, in fact, married in this situation. The Rambam continues, he writes, V'ef shor du adin ha'knisa l'chupa shari, and he brings down from the Sefer Mitzvot Gedolos the smag, that it might even be permissible, according to the Shita, for the person to actually have the chupa on Shabbos as well. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Yudzayin explains, Rosh Lomar, the Rambam is telling us over here, the af, the al yedei ha'chupa, kone osa l'kamadvarim, even as we pointed out previously, it's a real kinyan that's being made over here, in regards, for example, to Yerusha, Mitzioso, Ma'isiyah Deha, the Chanal, as we've already explained, afilu hochi, even the less le'isha, since this person doesn't have a wife and or he doesn't have children yet, the Yesh was at mitzvah's period of rivia, and he's doing a mitzvah over here, Svirle, the Yesh Lok was at this lenient opinion over here says that we allow even the second stage of marriage, the chuppah, to occur on Shabbos. The Ramah continues and he says, even though we don't paskin like this, as the Mishnah says in Sivkot and Yudches, that the Ramah is telling us, Rotsu Lomar, the Meikar Adin, Kaimelon Kishitzus Rashi, Yushari Shonim, the Kiddushin, Viafa Chupa, also Bishabbos Vyam. Even though we paskin like the more Machmir opinion that the Mechaber brought down, that we don't allow Kiddushin, and certainly we don't allow Chupa on Shabbos. Nevertheless, the Ramah continues and he says, Mikol Mokum, Somchen Alzeh Bishaset Chak. Under extenuating circumstances, we could rely upon this more lenient opinion to get married on Shabbos. And he says, now the word gam is the next word that we have, but you see on the bottom in Os Aleph, underneath the Shaar Tzion, it says Tiva Zuleisa B'Shulchan Aruch Shelfneinu. This word gam is a mistake. And anyway, it should write, Ki Godol Kavod HaBrios, because of the great honor that we give to human dignity over here, K'moshe Regilin Shelefam, Shol Yucholim L'Hashol Siman HaDunya B'Yom Shishi Ad HaLayla. The Osen Achup of Ekush Milo Shabbos. What would be an example of extenuating circumstances? The haggling over how much of a dowry they're going to give this young bride. And the haggling is going on, and now it's getting close to Shabbos. And now it's Shabbos, and they haven't resolved all of the last details. So what are you going to do over here? Because Kavod HaBrios would be a terrible lack of Kavod HaBrios, lack of dignity to this Kala and the Chosim, they shouldn't get married. Everything is all prepared. The meal is all there. The Nisun is all prepared. Everybody's invited to the wedding. This would be a tremendous busha to the chasen and kala in lo yichno sauce if they didn't have the wedding. So therefore, in this situation, well, the Ramah says, b'di'evit, we'd allow you to do this. One should be very, very careful not to allow this to happen in the first place and make sure all of these details are taken care of so you don't have to have the wedding on Shabbos. The wedding could be, as was frequently done in those days, on Erev Shabbos. The Ramah adds, look further on these details in the tour in Eben Ezer, Simen Samach Dalet. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Yutes writes, Rotsu Lomar, the Ramah is telling us over here, V'yesh hefsed rava yedei tzeh, you're going to have a significant financial loss, as well as a lack of Kavod HaBrios over here. And he says, Ayin l'chayi adam, shekosef she'en l'haka b'chozeh, rak im nishlmu hashlosha protim. He says, you're only allowed to go and do this if three things have been done. What are those three things? Dahainu, im lo kiyem piriyah v'rivyah. He adayin, the person has no children yet. And the Yesh Hefsed Rav, and there will be a significant financial loss. And likewise, v'gam biyush l'chosav l'kala im lo yichnasoz. There will be a tremendous bush for the chosav l'kala, tremendous embarrassment for them if they don't get married that day. Everybody's there. The wedding invitations have gone out a long time ago. Everybody showed up. It will be a tremendous bush for them if they didn't get married. So the Chayodim says, you're only calling in extenuating circumstances if all three conditions are met. He hasn't been makayim pruvu. It's a financial loss and an embarrassment to the chosav l'kala. And he says as well, we already discussed this a little bit earlier in today's shir. This would be allowed, even if he has children, if he doesn't yet have a wife. His wife never passed away. Since he doesn't have a wife right now, he's doing a mitzvah, and therefore it's allowed. But it's possible the Chayodah maybe didn't include this heter as well. No, it had to be even have children. And then he says, and certainly if it's a Ben HaShemashu situation over here, then you don't have to be Machmir, and you'd be allowed the wedding to go through. The whole concern over here is a rabbinical prohibition over here that you may come to write, and the rabbis will not go there on a Shvus, Ben HaShemashu, Lutzorach Mitzvah, Lukuliyama. The performance of a mitzvah, you're allowed to do Ben HaShemashu, even though it entails a potential rabbinical prohibition. However, he says, again, one should be very careful not to allow this to happen. Why? There are many potential sins that could come. Number one, tiltu muktzu shel aneros. People are going to carry candles down at the chuppah, and you're going to end up moving these candles on Shabbos. And likewise, a lot of the women are going to light candles late that day because they went to the chuppah and they didn't light candles beforehand. They're going to end up lighting too late in the Ben HaShemashos period of time. And in that situation, it'd be preferable actually not to light candles at all then because of the suffix that maybe it's the Shabbos already. And therefore, alkein ma'nochem o. Therefore, it's much more appropriate if somebody can do this. That's why we do not do weddings on Erev Shabbos, because there's too many potential problems. And certainly if it's Friday afternoon as opposed to Friday morning. Even if the actual wedding will be in the right time, there's a potential, even if you do the wedding 10 minutes before the Shkia, a lot of people potentially are going to have problems, as we just said. Then he concludes and he says, "Im nesachar chup ad chashecha." If the chup is already delayed till dark, or b'deha shushbinim neros, and the candles are in the hands of the shushbinim, so after kaimelon the muktza, even though we say that they're muktza, kos man shubiyado molicha l'makom shirto, while they're in your hands and they became muktza while they're in your hands, you're allowed to go put them in any place that you want. Mekom makom hocha yitin neros le'niyudi, but it'd be preferable to give the candles to a non-Jewish person over here. The kol tishavshul asalek hamuktza miyado mechuyev l'salek, as much as you can get rid of the muktza from your hands as fast as you can, as opposed to taking it to your house and putting it there, but giving it to a Nachri over here right now, that would be preferable. He brings us down in the name of the Prima Gadim. There are a number of interesting Dirshu footnotes over here, 20, 21, and 22. Ayin Sham, go see them for yourself, but we ran out of time. With that, we conclude today's shir.